Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I'm so excited and I am blessed. I want to thank you for opening up this email. I want you to know that God has some tremendous things in store for you. You know, you're the kind of person that deserves the best in life. You're a special person. And I know that you deeply care about the things of God. And because of that, I heard God say that I'm going to bless you. I saw the enemy trying to attack. I saw the enemy trying to bring struggles. I saw the enemy trying to bring aggravation. I saw the enemy trying to stop your progress. But I heard God say that I bring you into a season where I am pushing you forward, number one. And then number two, I saw the Lord saying that I'm getting ready to bless you because of your obedience. And I know that you're already going to move in obedience and step out in faith and get your 44-44 in. You can even double it up and do the 88-88. God, I don't just want the double blessing. I want the triple, the quadruple blessing. I want that hundredfold blessing. I want that three chord blessing. God is going to give it to you. You know, there is something about blessings. There's something about blessings. Do you not know that a blessing in life requires a blessing mentality? God gives to the giver. And he takes from the taker. He gives seed to the sower. You're a sower. You've sown not just financially. You have sown with your time, with your service, and you've given unto others. You've loved others, and they did you wrong. You've given to others, and they've only took from you. But that season is over with. I heard God says, I'm going to bring you into the blessings of Abraham. Do you know what the blessings of Abraham are? Then follow me, beloved, to Genesis chapter 12. This is what is going to happen when you move in faith and in obedience. When you move in faith and in obedience. The Bible declares, and we're going to look at Genesis in just a moment, but the Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, and I know that you are a person of obedience because you understand that obedience produces blessings. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19 says, if ye be willing, you must be willing. You have a servant's heart. You have the heart of a giver. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Now, you hear what God is saying. As you move in obedience today, because I know that you're that kind of person, and I know that you are a trendsetter, I also know that God's going to cause you to be successful. I already know that you are a generous person. I already know that you are caring and that you are compassionate. That's why God is going to bless you. You have been highly recommended by the Spirit of the Lord. I saw angels bringing your name before God. You demand the best and you deserve the best. You have the right to be blessed. You have a right to eat the good of the land today because of your willingness and your obedience. God is saying, I'm going to devour the enemy on your behalf. Now, let's look at the blessings of Abraham, because as you move in faith, this is what I saw. Now, I have a prophetic word for you. Number one, you'll be getting a prophetic word from me separate, but you will also be getting another separate prophetic word from two to three other prophets that I have trained. They will prophesy to you, and then I will also send you another prophetic word. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Now, this is what happens concerning the blessings of Abraham. The Bible declares in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto land that I will show thee. God, in your prophetic word, is going to show you that you're getting ready to step into a new season. I see land. Land means destiny also, purpose. Your purpose is shifting as you move in faith today. God's going to open up the landscape for you, and he's going to bless you. Verse 2 says, now this is connected to Abraham's obedience. And I will make of thee a great nation. God said, I'm going to make of you a great nation. And he says that I will bless thee. Number 2, God is committed to bless you. These are the blessings of Abraham as you connect your seed, your sacrifice, to the word of God and to God's word. I will make of thee a great nation, number 1. Number 2, I will bless thee. Number 3, I will make thy name great. And then number four, and thou shalt be a blessing because you are moving in faith and sowing your seed. I already see you doing it in the realm of the spirit. You've already clicked on that. You've got your seed in, and I have your name, and I am praying over you. So the fourth blessing, that thou shalt be a blessing. You cannot have a blessing unless you are a blessing. I tell people on a regular basis, stop trying to get a blessing and be a blessing, because blessings beget more blessings. That's number four. Number five of the blessings of Abraham, they're all yours, and you can step into them, and they belong to you, but it's connected to your obedience and your willingness. Number five, and I will bless them that bless thee. That means that those that do you good, God will do them good. And then number six, I will curse him that curse thee. Those that do you wrong, God will do them wrong. Those that would try to attack you will be attacked by God. Those that would try to pursue you will be pursued by God. Those who try to fight you will be fought by God. Number seven, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. These are the blessings of Abraham that God is going to attach to your life as you move in faith. Whatever has been dead, whatever has been barren, God says, life will come forth. For even as Sarah's womb was barren, from this day forward, as you move in faith and move in obedience and get your miracle seed in the ground, whatever has been barren shall no longer be barren. God will touch your spiritual womb, and I see conception all around you. There are blessings all around you. Beloved, don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. I feel the presence of God right now. I feel the blessings. Do you not know that blessings are your birthright? Blessings are your birthright. Another principle on blessings. Blessings are the proof of obedience. People will see your blessings, but it's because of your obedience. Do you not know, number three, that blessings can be scheduled into your life as easily as curses can? The Bible declares in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 2, and all of these blessings, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. As you move in faith, blessings are going to overtake you, the blessings of Abraham. All of these blessings shall overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. All of these blessings are yours, beloved. You'll see the promised land. Now click on the link, double it up. I'm going to do the 8888. You know what? I'm going to even do greater than that, because I know that the greater the seed, the greater the harvest. Now click on the link. Do not procrastinate. Your word is waiting in my mouth. I've given you a preview prophetically of what God is going to do in your life, because I saw a major shift. I saw money showing up. I saw the end of an attack, and I saw God breaking something off of the life of a loved one. The devil cannot have them. They belong to God. Your obedience will secure your blessings, but also protection for you and your family. Now click on the link and join me on the call tonight at 7:30 p.m. Also on the morning prayer call where I am teaching. And on Friday, 12 noon, I'll be prophesying live with the team of prophets. Your word is waiting in my mouth. God bless you. Now click on that link. Peace and many blessings.